Let me tell you a little something about LA.
I love it!
This is Raul.
This is Trey.
This is Azru.
And we are Ozo Mali.
Turn it up.
And you're listening to Mo Train's Tracks.
Yeah.
Yo, what is up, everybody? Welcome back to the Mo Train's Tracks Bonnaroo interview series. We are up to number 5. In this installment, we've got Ozo Motley from LA. King B and the Train sat down with Jiro, Raul, Azra, and Trey from Ozo Motley, and we talked about Don't Mess with the Dragon, who's got the better beard, Azra or the Train, their appearance on Dancing with the Stars, and we even challenged Ozo Motley to a hitting contest in the backstage batting cage. Ozo Motley puts on one hell of an energetic show, so make sure check them out when they're on tour, because they are always on the road. Hope you enjoy number 5, the last installment of the 2008 Bonnaroo interview series. Be on the lookout for the Rothbury interview series, which will be out very soon. Thanks to all of our 70,000 plus listeners out there worldwide, and King B and I will see you on the tracks.
Hi guys, we're just Mo Train Tracks from Philly. Uncensored, say whatever the hell you
Fuck.
Want.
Fuck!
Exactly, thank
Shit.
You.
Shit! Gun, gun, gun!
Yep.
Damn it.
We're sitting backstage with Ozo Motley.
I'm Raul, playing guitar and sing some songs.
My name's Jiro, I play percussion.
I'm Azdra, I sing some songs and play trumpet and piano.
Yeah, here at Bonnaroo.
Main stage, Bonnaroo. What was your thoughts looking out?
Yeah, man, it was nice. The last time we played here, we were the first band on the main stage, and people were barely awake. So it was a lot nicer. It was nicer, you know. You know, it's a great festival, so.
What do you think about just playing with all these just amazing bands?
These festivals are always good for that. I mean, you know, you run into, it's funny, you may know a lot of musicians actually over the years, but you never really see each other. Except for like spots like this, you know, and actually get to see one another and, you know, just have a moment, maybe check each other's music out. And I always like to come here and see what's happening that's new that I haven't seen. So
do you guys bounce around to the different shows?
No, yeah, I haven't had a chance all
really?
Day. Been running around, you know.
No, sorry, we're making you guys miss BB King right now because I know that would be.
You know, I
it's a lot, dude.
Yeah. Hey, we all can go over there and just watch it right now if you want to. Don't Mess with the Dragon's been out for a while now. How's the reception been to your album?
I think it's been cool. The interesting thing about us is none of our records have been like top of the charts or anything like that, but it's always pushed us into different audiences. It's always helped us grow. So I think that's what we do, you know. We're barely starting to get some new songs together for some more recordings, and hopefully that'll start happening soon because I'm definitely ready to start doing that.
What do you think about album sales versus being culturally relevant?
Album sales is kind of a weird thing nowadays. I mean, it's almost a thing of the past, the way it was looked upon before. We don't really look at it that way because I can name a few bands that don't need that, and they survive just fine without it. We're a traveling band. We're a live show. You know?
Right.
I think what probably befit us more is having a Vegas show with dancers.
Right.
Well, you know, selling records is not necessarily longevity. You know, you could be at the top of the charts, be here today and gone tomorrow. Right. Yep. You know, and that's one thing about our band is like, we have a live show, and so whether we sell one record or not, we still make a living from that.
And having a good time, too.
And have a good time.
Yeah, exactly.
It, you know? I mean, we're here at Bonnaroo.
Exactly.
Hell yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of shitty bands that sell a hell of a lot of records, but are done next year. You're like, what the fuck was that, you know?
But don't get me wrong. We like to sell records.
Oh, yeah. Of course. Of course. Of course.
We just don't.
You guys' show encapsulates a lot of different genres. Reggaeton. You got a little bit of that. You got banda.
Yeah.
You got Duranguense,
yeah.
You know, all of that, you know, I'm into all those different genres, you know. Think about your influences over all the genres.
When we first got together, you know, it was a bunch of individuals who showed up and we were kind of like, well, what do you know? What do you know? What do you know? And if you didn't really know, you just kind of figured it out. And so I think that as people and as musicians, we were able to just kind of, we're open to different things. And I don't think we're purists in the sense where, you know, we have to play styles exactly traditionally. I think we respect music enough to like learn a little bit about it, but I think we're open. So wherever we go, wherever we travel, we're always looking for new music. We've taken a lot of trips this year. We went all the way from India to Nepal to different parts of South America to the Middle East. And we asked the locals what they like, what they listen to. There's a music called Murga. It's like this African-based music from in South America that I really been into lately, and we just get into it. Yeah, you know, that's kind of how the way
what,
it works
what
for us.
What influences that? What's it sound like?
It's definitely like this African like carnival music, but it's slower.
Right,
it almost sounds more like drunk. It's really cool. Yeah.
You guys are into the political movement. Your music opening doors. And you guys were one of the first bands to go into different countries and play in Nepal or play in where, Timbuktu or wherever wherever it was. Kathmandu, that's right, Kathmandu.
Tiki tiki tembo, no sarembo.
How was it going into those countries and being the first?
I mean, it was great, you know. You're right, this past year we have gotten to a lot of like cool places that a lot of bands don't get to travel to, like Tunisia and Egypt and
Indonesia,
Jordan,
too?
Indonesia,
yeah, it's
you
mine.
Know.
My background. Yeah.
Oh, cool. Yeah, we were just in Indonesia. You know, we got a chance to play with bands like Slank, who I had never heard of before being there. And, you know, they're huge there. We got to make a song with them. And that's part of the beauty of traveling the way we do, is we do get to meet musicians like that, local musicians, and get to interact with that and, you know, meet people from all around the world.
What was it like to see those hot Indonesian chicks singing your song?
It was a song called Can't Stop, and it was a radio station contest. And the girls who won like showed up in these little nursing outfits.
Oh, was it Indonesia?
Like, yeah, it was.
They looked like something out of Speed Racer. It was a trip. They were really cool, man. It was an honor for them to like learn the song and actually sing it.
I was pretty impressed. I saw it, I was like, wow, they're singing it really well. And I had to send him the video of it. Said, yeah, there's hot Indonesian chicks, you know? Like, yeah, he's like,
well, I don't ever say there's not hot Indonesian chicks. Don't pigeonhole me like that.
Your writing process has got to be pretty crazy. You guys have had so many members in your band. All those influences, like you say, you're drawn from so many different angles. How in the hell you guys finish a song?
I think, you know, it is a long process for us because I think people need to feel connected to it. So when you bring in music, it's like it has to inspire everybody else. That's kind of the songs that get picked to record. The ones that everyone looks at each other and says, oh, yeah, yeah, okay, cool, I get it. The ones that half of the people say, oh, I don't like it, and half of the people say they do it, it's just not worth the battle. It's like, okay, let's pick something else.
So you're approaching 13 years now.
Yeah.
Are you guys sick of each other yet? I know. Sorry. We're
human, you know.
You have definitely paid your dues.
We love each other. It's like we're family, you know. It's like there's ups and downs all the time, but we're totally committed. Yeah.
Well, it's nice that some of us live really far away from each other, so we don't have to visit each other or ride in a cab together.
Oh, you guys don't like picnic every Sunday when you're not touring?
Oh, no. No, we all have our own lives. The three of us are dads here. So, you know, you see us and it's kind of crazy.
You see the person you work with more than you see your lady at home sometimes. That gets weird. So you're like, okay.
Yeah. The wifey's not too happy about me being down here with him all the time. You know?
I'm single. You know, I get the good places. He's... Nah, not that bad.
All right, so rather than asking you guys questions about yourselves, I'd like to kind of get an idea of your opinions of each other. Azru, why don't you tell me a little bit about Jiro?
Jiro is probably one of the sexiest guys in the band. I think that if I went that way, I wouldn't mind. That's
how
it.
Do you feel about that?
Hey,
I
man.
I mean, you guys have to share a bus together. I don't know.
Oh, yes, you do. Bunks, too.
So, Jiro, tell me a little bit about Raul.
Raul is hurting right now. He's burning up. And, you know, but he's a trooper because he's out there doing it no matter what. I mean, that's a little inside. I think he went running the other day and running through a patch. Like, he was, like, on a roll. He was like, I'm running as far as I can today. And we were at a festival in Kansas, and he went through the woods, and I think he was taking a leak or a crap or something.
Oh, no.
Came back with a little rash. Oh. Or that's what he tells us, at least. But it looks like it's true.
If it has three leaves, don't squat near it.
Dude, man. The truth is, I am hurting, and I am a trooper.
Yeah, I saw you walking over pretty gingerly. I was
I gotta save it up for the stage. You know?
I think it was you doing a little acapella when I was walking by earlier. Do you guys do anything like that in the back? You have specific acapellas that you do to warm up or anything?
All these years, you'd think we would learn that would be a good thing to do, but no, we don't. Maybe as individuals we do, but not as a group.
I prefer
next week, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah, we're a regular barbershop quartet before we go on stage.
Yeah, I prefer warming up my voice than warming up my trumpet, even though I should be on my horn a little more. But I don't know. It works out somehow. If everyone else worked out enough their stuff, then we would sound great. Well, you know, I think we could sound better. Yeah, we always could.
So saw you guys playing on Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, man.
That was hot. That was dope, man. Well, I learned two things. Number one, I'm not in shape. No, I mean, really, these people are just amazing. And number two is, like, these people, I don't know how to dance. You know, compared to these people, nobody in his band can dance. Compared to these people, that's really cool. I gotta give it up. There was this one couple that came in and they were guests and they were like amazing champions. And I saw this dude start from the floor. She was lying on top of him with one arm. He got up on one knee and in a fluid motion stood up all the way up and stretched her out into the sky. Now, the way that he did it, nah. Nobody can do that shit. I could throw somebody, you know, but I don't think I could fucking do it as graceful as this cat did. And I thought, man.
Was it weird being in that situation where you guys were on TV with people dancing? And
it turned out way better than I thought. Like, at first I was like, that's corny. But then, you know, actually we were there. Everyone was really nice. The other half of the band who said, there's 20 million people who watch it. I said, oh, okay, well, I guess we're going to do this.
Yeah. And then you get out there and just see him just.
It was cool. It was like, it's total like the magic of TV, because the stage set itself, it doesn't look like really nice, you know. It's just kind of like these bleachers. But on TV, you see it on the camera. It looks all like this. And the great thing was all the musicians were these, you know, badass studio musicians from L.A. who've been are on so many records, and it was kind of cool to like be hanging with them all day.
I want to know how in the hell you guys kept your concentration with all those hot girls shaking their asses right in front of you.
Well, actually,
the 20 million people watching was kind of a big motivator.
The way I do, and
if we fuck up, all these 20 million people are gonna be like, "What did you do?"
But it's definitely not like you guys weren't having fun up there, because you guys are stand up and like doing kicks back and forth and just partying. I mean, it really comes through that you guys like really like what you're doing up there. I'd have to say you had the most fun than any other band I've seen so far.
You know, it's funny, we were done. You're talking about Dancing with the Stars still?
No, I'm actually talking about
here. We always do, man. I mean, we play this stage, this small stage afterward also. It's like we're just having a good time. And we're playing music. It's not brain surgery. We're not digging ditches, you know. And there's people here to enjoy themselves. It's what we love to do. We're very happy that we get to do this for our lives.
I must be the only guy probably on this farm that doesn't know who Beetle Bob was or didn't know.
And now you do.
Before. Well, now you do.
That was awesome that you guys gave him a shout and had him come down. Exactly.
He's funny.
Yeah, we had a chance to talk to him. He said he's seen like 50,000 shows.
He's from St. Louis. He's I don't know if anomaly is the right word. He's kind of a thing unto himself.
He's an amorphous being.
Yeah, and he's just a lover of music, man. And he comes up to all our shows, so, you know, we give him props. Yeah.
Ezra, man, you say facial hair and a beard is a key to success.
Oh, you saw that.
First of all,
right?
How stoned were you when you were making that video?
It's funny, I wasn't stoned. I was actually like
tired?
No, I was really depressed in my point right there. Like, I was in Jakarta.
Ah,
and I had like too much time to kill. So I started listening to all like the classics, you know, and then I came across Michael McDonald and I was watching all these. And then I started watching this old podcast. I guess they got a cease and desist letter at some point. And it was just a whole spoof on how smooth music came around. They all had this facial hair thing going, you know, and like Kenny Loggins, Michael McDonald. And they had that really cool facial hair, or just all hair, really. The Bee Gees, yeah. I mean,
so you trying to grow a big, massive one or what?
Well, I tried, but then I started looking kind of funky. And I just had my wife said, you got to cut that
shit.
How
am I doing?
Yeah, you're doing great. I mean, see, that's Kenny Loggins right there, before he got all, you know? But, but that was the thing, because I realized, like, all these cats, like the Beach Boys, I mean, the Beatles. And
Here's Trey, sorry.
What's up, man? How you doing?
Good. How are you?
All right.
Brian. Nice to meet you, Brian.
So, who's got the best beard at this festival? Well, probably the answer is Willie Nelson, probably.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anybody else?
B.B. King. I like his. It's classic.
Wait,
no, he's got facial hair.
Dog, but it's on his back.
It comes in a V-neck.
I was going to bring my German Shepherd
to
the interview, but
yeah. He's watched all the video.
I was just checking out you guys'
videos.
Yeah,
I got my ass bit when I was a little kid by a big-ass German Shepherd, and ever since then I've always been freaked out by dogs. I've had to learn how to really chill out around him, but I'm learning.
All right, so you guys are right now with your longest tenure with a label. with
Yeah, you are all right.
How's that relationship? How does it compare to the Interscope?
Oh, it's much better. What happened with Interscope, we kind of fell into them. Our first label was Almo Sounds, and Jerry Moss and Herb Alpert got out of the business. In doing so, we folded into Interscope. And, you know, with them, it's like we're a round peg in a square hole. You know, we didn't fit in that machine, really. You know, along with September 11th and a whole bunch of other excuses. So we got dropped from them and then got picked up by Concord. And Concord is like, they're music lovers, you know? They just bought a, you know, Vanguard, Stax, you know, all these classic catalogs. They give us space and let us make our music. They give suggestions and stuff, but they're not like, where's the hit? You know, they're not like that. They're like, we love this record and we're going to put it out.
I know you guys recorded for the Dodgers.
We took a song of ours that they actually liked. They came to us, they were like, we like the song, but can you change it into more of a Dodger theme? So we changed the song Magnolia Soul. Well, we changed it into Go Dodgers Go. But they're using it for their season.
You're wearing a Yankees shirt.
What's that?
But you're wearing a Yankees shirt.
Oh, this isn't the baseball team. This represents like being American more.
Oh, okay.
A Yankee go home kind of thing.
Hey, we're Yankees. Come on. We're
from like, I'll wear this in Indonesia. But yeah, so they asked us to do that. It's going to be put out there. They're playing it this season.
Right. Awesome. I don't know if Brian told you about what our plans were. We're going to take over the batting cage, and we're going to challenge you guys, Ozo Motley versus the Trax crew, Team Excelsior, in a hitting contest.
Oh, shit.
I know you're...
A hitting of what, baseball?
Oh, it depends. either way, we can do a couple rounds. Yeah.
We could have all kinds of balls.
Let's do it.
I used to play when I was a kid. Yeah. My father was a coach. I played all the way up into high school. But, I never really practice or anything. I was good, but I mean, I haven't played since then. And I haven't swung a bat since last time I was here, probably, which was like 2 years ago.
Trey, let me talk to you for a second.
All right, cool. Let's do this.
You need to get some mic time. Come on. Well, you had your mic time earlier, but.
Yeah.
All right, give me a little prediction on how Asdrew's going to do it. He's taking it pretty seriously, dude.
Yeah. I know. He's really focused.
Look, he's dialed in. He is dialed
this
in.
This is crazy. I've never seen him this focused about sports.
So, Trey, how did you get involved with Ozo Motley?
Well, I was actually hanging out with G-Love and G-Love and Special Sauce.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, we're from Philly, so we definitely know G-Love. Yeah.
So, you know, I was hanging out with him. He's like, yo, Trey, why don't you come and jump on stage with me? So I went and I got up on stage with him, and Ozo was there. And they were like, yo, man, why don't you, you know, jump up with us? And I was like, all right, well, cool. So I jumped up on stage with them, and then that
so
was
that day.
So what'd
you do? Did you just freestyle? You just spit whatever?
I had
a couple things in your
pocket? I had some rhymes, you know, like some rhymes to spare. So I was like, all right, I'll come do some stuff. Yeah. I had some rhymes to spare, so I was like, all right, I'll do it. So we did that, and then the next day, they were like, yo, why don't you come with us to Santa Barbara?
Right.
And I was like, fuck, well, all right, cool. So on that day, they were like, well, hey, what are you doing? Because we might need a MC.
Yeah.
To, you know, travel. I was like, I'm not doing too much of anything, so if you want me to travel, yeah, it's no problem.
Now it's a good time.
Yeah,
right?
Now it's a good time.
Oh, that's definitely
so
cool.
that's how it turned out, you know? It was pretty awesome.
Mo Trains Tracks. All right, here we go. This is Raul.
This is Trey.
This is Asdrew.
And we are Ozo Motley, and you're listening to Mo Trains Tracks.